Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is an iHeart Original.
Thanks for listening to Main Accounts, the story of MySpace. Bonus episode here. When we first reached out to Jason Scott, the digital archivist featured in episode 5, we knew he'd have a lot to say about the MySpace data loss. It turns out Jason has a lot more to say about MySpace. He has a story, which is actually known in certain corners as the Jason Scott MySpace story.
There will be a segment of people who will be furious if they find out you interviewed Jason Scott and you don't know the MySpace story. Do you know the Jason Scott MySpace story?
Oh, no. I don't. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't Google
it. No. That's fine. But I'm doing this for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm going to give you this story because they're going to go, you talked to Jason Scott and you didn't talk about blank. And that will be, and again, I'm not telling you this story because I'm like, this needs to go in.
Got it.
I'm telling you this story because otherwise people will literally.
It's a funny and illustrative example of how images worked on the social network and something known as hot linking. I'll let Jason take it from here.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. All right. So I run a site called textfiles.com. And textfiles.com is a collection of bulletin board system era files, items from the 1980s when people would write lots of things in text and transfer them by modem. And I was very worried in the 1990s that with this brand new internet, everything was going to disappear of the bulletin board system era. So I gathered up everything I had collected, registered the name textfiles.com, and I put it up. And it was very popular for the time, hundreds of thousands of people a month. People just loved having that old history. Some of them, it was personal history. And for others, it was like weird views of what the world was like. And so over time, though, I discovered that it was really a job that was never going to end because there were other aspects. There were things like old demo scene artworks, beautfully drawn pictures, beautifully created music using very old music formats that would be like MIDI. And so I started to make more and more and more sites associated with textfiles.com, artscene.textfiles.com, and even pdf.textfiles.com for documents about that time. So here I was, minding my own business with a nice site that I ran, no ads, as my own little place. And one day, I noticed that my bandwidth was being used, like a lot. Like, wow. It's like 100 times more than it used to be. It keeps going, in fact. and I run some of my log analyzers and I go, it's one image. It's just one image. And it's of a Grim Reaper. And it's from this piece of art, you know, that was part of some art scene creation. It was nice. It's beautiful. But it was being accessed like literally hundreds of thousands of times an hour. And I couldn't figure it out. So I started to do some research and I discovered it was on MySpace. And there was a MySpace theme, you know, because you could order a MySpace theme so that it would be this color text and this graphic background and so on. So people could make themes. And there was a theme that was really, really popular with people. And it hotlinked to my Grim Reaper. Now, I don't know what to do. And I hadn't paid too much attention to MySpace. And that was when I found out, to my horror, that there was no buffering going on. So every time you read a new message, every time you clicked on a link, and that was in the background, it would load it for me again. Over and over and over and over and over. So it's not a financial lien because of the way I had things set up, but it was definitely a bandwidth lien. It was definitely like, my God, what are they doing to me? So I replaced the image. And I replaced the image with Goetze, with this horrifying image that at the time was unsure where it had come from. It was a bizarre photo of somebody pulling apart the cheeks of their own buttocks at the camera. And it was a shock image. And I wrote at the bottom, I added text to it and said, hey, MySpace, look what you did to my ass. Please stop. And then chaos erupted on MySpace. So it's going everywhere. Nobody knows how to get rid of it. You can see posts from people saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix the problem. Oh my God, this need, you know, just this shock. And I watched it get grabbed hundreds of thousands of times. But now I was the master. I was in control. Until finally, the company that was selling the theme of the Grim Reaper, they were charging people, contacted me, telling me I needed to change it because it was ruining their product. And I went, no. And I left it up there forever. And at the time, I thought, there's actually some consequences to this. Like this interlinking internet, this idealistic way of putting things together. And I wrote a blog post called Freedom, Justice, and a Disturbingly Gaping Ass back in the early 2000s. That is one of my most popular essays about the pros and cons of an interlinked world that lives with bad actors. And from then on, I promise you, because no matter what I've accomplished, 3 documentaries, working for the Internet Archive, doing presentations and speeches and archive team, and all of these things I've done, somebody, somewhere deep in the comments, will mention MySpace. And there's nothing I can do about it, and it's gonna be on my grave when I die.
That's so anyway, incredible.
that's the Jason Scott MySpace story.
Okay, that is definitely a MySpace story.
Thanks for listening to Main Accounts, the story of MySpace, an iHeart original podcast. Main Accounts, the story of MySpace, is written and hosted by me, Joanne McNeil. Editing and sound design by Mike Coscarelli and Mary Dew. Original music by Elise McCoy. Mixing and mastering by Josh Fisher. Research and fact-checking by Austin Thompson, Jocelyn Sears, and Marissa Brown. Show logo by Lucy Quintanilla. Special thanks to Ryan Murdoch, Grace Buse, and Bahid Frazier. Our associate producer is Lauren Phillip. Our senior producer is Mike Coscarelli. And our executive producer is Jason English. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Sadly, my MySpace page is no longer around, but you can find me on Twitter at Joe Mick. Let us hear your MySpace story. And check out my book, Lurking. Main Accounts, The Story of MySpace, is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.